The Mix on 90.7 WKGC Classic there from Guess Who? Really, Guess Who? No, Joe. You've heard that joke before.
Yes.
Share the Land. We have in the studio with us award-winning broadcasters, and I'm not talking about Tori and Brandon and myself.
Thanks, guys.
And not Tom, because he's not here, especially. Authors and members of the WGN Chicago Walk of Fame, our friends and WKGC family, Steve King and Johnny Putman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're glad you're here.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. Good to see you, too.
Yes, Tori. It's been a while. I keep missing you.
I know. I said, if Tori's not there, we know something's
now
up.
Now you think I don't like you. Yeah. No, not true at all. It's just a bad scheduling thing. I'm busy on the days that you guys show up or something.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I was worried that
I'm busy, I'm sick, my dog ate my homework, you know.
I was worried wearing this t-shirt I'd be the only woman in here.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, ew, that's kind of a power thing because I'm wearing my Wonder Woman t-shirt.
I can't wait for the new movie.
Which is why they're here.
My lasso, my rules.
My rules, yes.
Remember that, Steve.
I am a loyal Wonder Woman fan. Yes, I watched. I've seen every episode numerous times. I watched it after school every day.
Put the movie at the top of your list of things to do.
The Linda Carter.
I want to be Wonder Woman. I want it to be Linda Carter. Absolutely.
Well, that's what's exciting.
So that explains the bracelets.
Yeah, exactly.
And the lasso.
Yeah. The way she stands for photos.
We thought you were just kinky.
and the shield.
Well, that too.
Yeah. The shield. Yes, the shield threw us off.
So y'all look good. It was a late night last night.
It was.
But you are used to that.
Yes.
We saw Wonder Woman last night.
What?
And we thought that there would be a bigger crowd.
Was there not?
Well, can I tell you a quick backstory, though?
Sure.
Because Steve says, we have to get our tickets. We have to get our tickets early. This is going to be crazy. I think because the kids aren't out of school till today that we didn't have the crowd we expected. Or maybe it's because it's a girl superhero. I don't know.
I'm going to jump in here with the headline, which is all of Bay County needs to thank Johnny for being able to buy Wonder Woman tickets now.
So a week and a half ago, I walk up to the box office at 10 o'clock at night, and the young lady says, oh, no, ma'am, you're wrong. It doesn't open till June 8th. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, no, I'm living with a man who says every day it's June 1st. I know it. So she says, let me call my supervisor. Mm-hmm. So she calls upstairs. He's the projectionist and the supervisor. And he says, hold on a minute. And I think, because she kind of held the phone away from her ear, he said things like, I have screwed up big time.
Uh-oh.
He put all of the information in a week late into the computer.
Uh-oh.
She said, can you go to your car and give us 10 minutes? And I said, sure. So I come back in 10 minutes.
Please leave us alone for a moment.
And she's smiling. And she said, he said we would have had mass chaos if we hadn't straightened out the computer before Thursday night. He wants you to have your tickets for free.
Oh, nice.
And I said, okay. She said, no, really. He said, thank you.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
You're Wonder Woman, well, kind of.
And I started
and
thinking about.
And your point is?
Yes.
If you had this, you know, this influx of people who are wanting their seats and don't hold it up, and the people who bought them online are walking in and taking the good seats, it could have been really ugly.
Oh, no.
And she said, so he's straightened out the computer now. Do you want IMAX? And I said, no. And she looked up and she goes, but it's more expensive. I said, that's okay. That's not what I want.
I just realized maybe that's why our theater wasn't as full, because we weren't seeing it in IMAX.
Could be, yes, because they were giving a poster if you saw it in IMAX. In fact, we were leaving and I put my hand on a poster and a man said, drop that. Did you see IMAX? And I said, no, sir. And he says, it's not your poster. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those posters are carefully inventoried.
Well, you know what he said? You could probably buy one in the parking lot. Really?
I mean, I know people who'll get those posters
and resell them.
Sell them on like Amazon or eBay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful poster. It's three scenes of her. It's a long, like a narrow poster that you could frame. But I think he was serious when he said there are people selling them in the parking lot. So go out there and buy one.
And who's the actress that plays Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot.
I was calling her Gal Gadot, but we saw her in late night television, Gal Gadot, and she's an Israeli soldier, amazing woman, does a lot of her own stunts.
I had heard that.
In fact, is pregnant in the filming of this movie.
Really?
Oh my goodness!
Because they had filmed the original scenes. And then they needed to do a reshoot.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did kind of a green screen over her belly.
Really?
And then they were able to make it look like she wasn't pregnant in some of the scenes.
Amazing.
Wow.
I need to walk around with a green screen over my bed.
Good luck.
Diet right there.
If we could invent that, that would be huge.
Green screen diet. Instant
well,
diet.
Don't tell us about it yet.
Okay.
Because I want to tease everybody all a little bit. So any other big names in there?
Yes.
Because I'm not
Chris
as familiar.
Chris Pine.
Okay, yes.
Who I've never really been impressed with as
I
an actor.
I heard he did a good job, though.
Their chemistry is wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Chris Pine was hosting Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago, and he addressed what is always my problem with him. I get him mixed up with the five other Chrises that are actors,
sure.
And that was his whole shtick on the monologue. Was
I imagine.
All the other actors come out, and they go, no, that's not me. I'm not that Chris.
I'm not that Chris.
You know, I'm not Captain America. That's the one he gets confused with.
Oh, what a terrible thing to get confused
with. Well, that happens to you all the time.
Something like that. Let's take a quick break. We'll play a little music, and we'll just keep teasing and get your final review of Wonder Woman here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Here's Question Mark and the Mysterians. Little oldie tune. You guys remember this one?
Sure.
96 Tears.
Might be, yeah. Would you see me?
Paul and Oates on the mix on 90.7 WKGC and everything your heart desires. 9:23 is the time. We've got Steve and Johnny back with us. Tori,
good
Brandon.
Morning.
While you guys were watching, well, maybe not. I don't know what time your movie started last night.
7:25.
I was watching a fifth grade graduation.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I went with my wife. She's principal at Parker Elementary School, at least for another few hours. She's been transferred to another school. So she's been there for 5 years. These kids were first graders when she started. Parker Elementary is a Title I school.
Yeah.
These kids there have a lot of problems. I'm painting this with a pretty broad brush. It's not every kid, but
sure.
The school as a whole is what I think 98% free and reduced lunch. They qualify for free and reduced lunch.
Right.
97% of them, 98% do. But you're watching, this is a huge milestone for these kids and their parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the place was literally packed. And I've been to a lot of Parker functions, and you don't see that many people there, but the place was totally packed. Mm. You had a lot of kids on AB honor roll. There was a handful of kids that were there, perfect attendance. And you see that these kids can do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a great picture of these kids being able to do it. And the relationship that the teachers had with the students. And because it was hugs for every kid, and not the hug where you can tell the kid just didn't really want to be touched.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They know they're loved on. Mm-hmm. And it was truly a great picture to see. And one of the boys is that's there who graduated from fifth grade. He has terminal cancer. They've already taken his leg.
Oh,
I mean, it was horrible. I mean, horrible and uplifting and all of those sorts of emotions to watch all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. He walked across the stage and, he's a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, where will the kids go to middle school from there?
That's a good question.
Is there
I believe they know. Where do they go? I think they might go to
Jinx,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think
so we
Jinx
didn't
middle
have
school.
Graduation from fifth grade.
We didn't either.
I don't think we did either.
I didn't either.
Yeah, it was an eighth grade thing.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised. I'm seeing so many people posting about their fifth grade graduation.
You know, where my stepsons have gone, they didn't do a fifth grade graduation either.
Mm-hmm.
But for these kids, it's sort of that, you know, they can.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it's an opportunity to really show off for them that they got it.
And to give them positive reinforcement as they now go to a new school with new people and new challenges.
Yeah, it was good. It was a little wild. But that's the kind of group. I mean, this is definitely that kind of neighborhood. And so they're hooting and hollering for each other.
I love that.
The kids sang some music. And, I mean, it was just very, very good. You see an interesting... You see how it looks for, you know, they were told to bring and wear their Sunday best, and what Sunday best is for some segments of our society is, and for some of those kids, they were wearing their Sunday best.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have called it our Sunday best,
you
know, so, but it was good and they were respectful and they cheer each other on. And it was really a very uplifting thing to see that these kids who are by society are told you can't, and statistically says they can't because of poverty and such as that. But
odds
they did.
Are against you. And
yeah, but they did.
God bless them.
Good job, Parker kids.
Yeah, they did very good. So a lot of good teachers there. So, and not just those teachers, but, I mean, if you haven't hugged a teacher yet, do so, especially before they run away today. Today's the last day of school for Bay County schools, District schools. I know Bay Haven Charter Academy was out last week, so you won't find one of those teachers around. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But for Bay District schools, today's the last day of school. So give a teacher a hug.
Isn't this kind of late for school to be out?
Our schedule this year was weird.
It's different.
It is a little late.
It was a little strange.
Because I remember Memorial Day used to be, we're already on, you know, summer vacation, summer break.
Well, they were on summer break. It's just they had to go to school and summer break.
Right.
But, I mean, for the most part, they were done.
Yeah.
Because our schedule here at Gulf Coast was a little off, too, and I'm not on the calendar committee on either side, so... I'm not real sure how that all happened.
Bay District Schools is just weird. They always get
Brendan
out.
Brendan says from experience.
Yeah, from experience.
Right. They always get out the first week of June and then come back in August. It's weird.
Hmm. Now, back in the Stone Age, I can remember not getting out for summer vacation till, I want to say the date was the 23rd of June.
Us too,
but then we didn't go back until about a week or so after Labor Day.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That was how we did too. Mid-June we were done, and then Labor Day we went back.
So you had the
way God intended.
Exactly.
We had summer months.
It makes sense.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I think they're out of Georgia, and their schools are going to go back the last day of July.
Wow.
And she said,
that's just wrong.
Just never
how much
happened.
School can
Hopefully
you do?
Hopefully that's not Troup County.
And so the whole month of August, they're sitting in class. And she said, we used to go on vacation in August.
Exactly.
Yeah. In a lot of cases with no air conditioning.
Oh, no.
Well, and what I tell the boys here, my kids, is that what they don't understand that we experienced in Illinois were snow days.
Yes.
And if you had too many of those, that affected when you got out of school.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to be in school so many days.
That's right. So if you enjoyed 3 days in January, oh no, it's taken out of my June.
Exactly.
But if you do want to be in school this summer, you can still register for summer sessions C, E, and F here at Gulf Coast State College until Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday's the deadline, so get it on.
Yeah, gulfcoast.edu.
There you go.
Absolutely. No, it is. It's summer break is upon us.
It is.
And it feels like it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a break. We have, we'll get to your movie here in just a moment, I promise. I'm just trying to drag it out.
Classic cliffhanger, right?
That's right. We have a look at your weather forecast. News 13's Jerry Tabbitt has a look at that here in just a moment. And some Kansas. Carry On My Wayward Son on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
It's time again for the Bay County Sheriff's Office Wilderness Camp. There will be two sessions this summer, June 12th through 16th and June 19th through the 23rd. Wilderness Camp is open to Bay County boys from 12 to 15 years old. The camp teaches life lessons and recreational activities, from swimming to gun safety to money management and conflict resolution. Wilderness Camp is free, but space is limited. Register by downloading the form at bayso.com or at the reception desk of the Sheriff's Office on Highway 77.
This week on Harmonia, we'll hear a work of a next generation of sorts. Thomas Tallis brings us a new generation of the 40-voice motet, and a new generation of period performers plays music for an unusual combination of instruments. Plus, our featured release focuses on music influenced by Arcangelo Corelli.
Sunday morning at 8 on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Hello, everyone. We'll start your Friday with mild, muggy conditions across the Panhandle. Temperatures in the 70s. There are showers along the coastline this morning. A little break by mid to late morning with only isolated showers expected. Temperatures will be near 80 degrees by mid-morning with light southerly winds. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 Senior Meteorologist Jerry Tabbitt.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
life has begun.
From this moment, you are the one.
Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on,
from this moment,
Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Shania Twain, From This Moment On, 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and award-winning, I can't read.
It's Friday.
Award-winning broadcasters, authors, and members of the WGN Chicago Walk of Fame, Steve King and Johnny Putman, and they've written a book, which mm-hmm. we've talked about before, called A Little More Less, and you can find out about that by going to alittlemoreless.com. Right. Order it. It's a great book.
Thank you.
Really, it is.
Coming up next Friday would have been Les Paul's 102nd birthday.
Really?
So we're going back to Chicago so we can go to Wisconsin, his home state, and do a Les Paul birthday party.
And eat some cheese.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, yes. Hang out with cheese heads.
Yes, exactly.
Cheese shaped like guitars.
Ooh, yummy.
They have cheese hats up there.
I love cheese. Don't care what shape it's in.
I hear you.
And they have great accents up there, up in Wisconsin.
That's way
up there.
Way up there.
Wisconsin. Yeah, it's way up there. They've even got funnier accents than you all do from Chicago.
Yeah. And, of course, Southerners. Yeah.
No, we got nothing here.
That was too fast.
There's no accent.
Yeah, sorry.
You need to slow it down.
Slow it down.
Hey, bless your heart.
Thank you. Bless his heart. You guys saw Wonder Woman last night. So here it is. Tell us about it. Or maybe not spoil it, but tell us what you think.
Oh, gosh, no. Never do that.
I hate reviewers who give spoilers. I would just say, we're going to go see it again.
Absolutely.
Perfect casting.
Chemistry between Gal Gadot and Chris Pine is wonderful. I think it's going to be beautiful in IMAX or 3D. Mm-hmm. We did not choose to see it that way, and it still stands up great. It's not like you lose something, sure. But you can tell when she goes flying through the air, mm-hmm. They did that, so when you got those glasses on, you're going, whoa, she's coming right at me, right. You know?
And the effects are so well done. You don't see any digitization.
Mm-hmm. No. Her magic really lasso good. Is really, really very impressive, yes.
And there are... the only thing I will say, and this isn't a spoiler or anything, it takes place in World War I.
Right. Mm-hmm. They give a backstory to
yes,
her, right?
Yes, they do. Right.
And yet it acknowledges the Superman versus Batman movie. There's a very clever way that they do that.
Interesting.
And there are some interesting... Just when you think you've got it figured out... There are some real interesting surprises near the ending of the movie.
He's a big superhero fan because he's a comic book collector.
Okay.
I go and kind of, okay. Mm-hmm. This is hands down, not just because it's a female superhero, but there's drama, there's romance, there are funny moments, laugh out loud funny moments, because it's the classic fish out of water thing sure. that she's dealing with. And, it's my hands down my favorite superhero movie.
Well, let me jump on that point. And again, this isn't a spoiler, but DC has been criticized for not having the kind of impact that the Marvel movies have had. This changes that. Mm-hmm. This is the first time a DC movie isn't quite so dark. I mean, yeah, right. it's a little more serious, mm-hmm. but it has some moments of humor. And I think it is the best of the DC superhero movies. And
easily.
Wow.
I think it may be one of the movies of the summer.
And it was directed by a woman. So, and there's been some criticism. I don't know if you guys have picked up on this. In some cities, they're having an all-female showing. Huh. So you can only come see the movie with you your girlfriends. And Austin's getting a lot of grief. This guy wrote to the mayor of Austin and said, I'm going to take my business out of Austin. This is sexist. You all are...
seriously.
You know, this discrimination is discrimination, and it was really cool because the mayor wrote back to him, and it's been circulating. His response was, dear sir, someone has apparently hacked your account. Some evil, ignorant human being is writing stuff and signing your name to it. You better look into that and change your password. And I went, ooh,
brilliant.
That's a really good way to burn the guy. Like, you know, you're just crazy.
Yeah, you should be able to, yeah.
And how fun, though, that women are saying, as opposed to a bunch of girls going out to see 50 Shades of Grey. This is a bunch of girls going out wearing their Wonder Woman T-shirts and, you know, standing in front
my
of the
lasso,
cutout.
My rules.
Yes.
We haven't talked about this, but I wonder if you would agree. Because this takes place in World War I, there are moments in this that to me played a little bit like the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or the first Captain America.
America, absolutely.
There are moments that kind of play that way. Mm-hmm. And in those days, you had a more obvious good, evil. Mm-hmm. It was a little more black and white than it is in today's society.
Well, speaking of color, buckle up. I predict that there is going to be some backlash. I said to Steve when I got this T-shirt, I said, I wish it was red and blue.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dull, dark gray.
Right.
Well, her costume is interesting.
It's not the classic red and blue.
And she doesn't have the stars across the bottom of the costume.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you feel about the new costume.
Yeah, she came to fight. That's the kind of costume she's wearing.
Okay.
Like, you know, I can wear this under an evening gown.
Same thing they did to Superman also.
Yeah. Yes.
They darkened up the suit. And I was not a big fan of it, when you're running around with blue tights and red underwear on the outside, how it can't get worse.
Well, I kind of like stars on my panties.
I know. I kind of miss that. And I guess the theory is 70%, and I found this an amazing number, 70% of the money that a movie makes is made in foreign markets.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt that it was important that they made her a more... She's fighting for the world. She's not just fighting for America.
Sure.
So knowing that, I can, that's why I'm wearing a gray T-shirt.
Yeah.
I suppose it's worth addressing, too. Should you take the kids to this movie? And I would say,
what was the rating?
Unless you are at all concerned about
violence,
I would say yeah.
Because it gets PG-13 for some suggested suggestive moments, mm-hmm. but there were some adults with us. I don't even think they got what happened. Yeah. That's how subtle it is. You go, okay. Oh.
You missed those, Steve?
What happened?
So that, yeah.
No, he actually educated me afterwards. I went, oh. I didn't really, I kind of blushed and went, oh, I didn't know that
but
happened.
But it's, to the comic book purist, it's mm-hmm. true to the character. Mm-hmm. And acknowledges some things that may happen in the future with the Justice League.
Somewhat true to the television character, because I heard some people talking about, well, on the TV, and they kept comparing it to the Wonder Woman Linda Carter sure. character, right. and they were having a problem with some of the...
And I would say don't do that.
Don't do that, that yeah.
That's kind of like comparing the most recent Superman-Batman movies to the old... George yeah. Reeves,
right. yeah.
Superman series,
or Adam West, not yeah. sure. comic book, yeah. Adam West, yes, and the Wonder Woman character, 1942 was the first time we saw her
really?
In comics. Mm-hmm. Which imagine in 42, that was huge, and she was fighting the Nazis in 42, and she's fighting and she's taking serious Nazi butt in this one, you know. And, I'm sorry, but you gotta love that.
So, Steve, as a superhero fan, who's mm-hmm. your favorite hero?
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to think about that one. I guess if I had to pick one, it would probably be Batman.
That's mm-hmm. me too.
I was gonna yeah. say that for you.
I like Batman because he doesn't have a superpower.
Right.
Did you see the wonderful preview, the teaser for the next Justice League movie mm-hmm. that is coming up? Batman is. I'm not giving anything away because this has been all over the YouTube. Batman is in the Batmobile, Flash is with him, Flash turns to him and says, so what is your superpower? And Batman turns and says, I'm rich.
Yeah. That's not a bad superpower. Yeah. Do you watch Gotham, the TV
That's
show
too
Gotham?
Too dark
a little
for
bit
me.
Of it, but...
I can't stay. I say watch it alone. It's just too dark for me.
It is. To me, it's interesting because the backstory to Batman, to me, is fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of just all the... I mean,
the
you want to talk about
psychologically screwed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I find it fascinating. What's interesting to me is that they, in the TV series... Commissioner Gordon is much younger. Mm-hmm. He's had a long-standing relationship with a woman named Barbara, mm-hmm. And then she went off to be kind of crazy. And but if you follow the Batman canon, he's going to name his daughter Barbara, which mm-hmm. is kind of weird because mm-hmm. she'll become Batgirl. But
yep.
That was just
spoiler.
Yeah,
spoiler.
Because at first I thought they were getting married. And I thought, well, that's just weird.
Well, mm-hmm. do you guys ever tune into Supergirl? Speaking of female superheroes, that is a wonderful television show.
Is it?
Yeah.
And if you have little girls in your world, she is a great role model.
Oh,
mm-hmm. She is a great
that's good.
Character.
Good to know.
Yeah, and she's just all about. She's fighting for everyone, and the girl that plays her from Glee.
Benoist.
Yeah, her last name is Benoist. She's perfect. Beautiful, but not...
And she's conscious of her image with little
she
girls.
She is. Sure. She goes to Comic-Con, and she's all about making little girls feel comfortable to be around Supergirl, and gives me goosebumps because
That's
I love
good.
It. And Gal Gadot is like that, too.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot was doing the talk show circuit last week, and you got to love a woman who can wear an evening gown with matching tennis shoes. She says, I don't do spike heels. She was wearing a gold lamé evening gown and gold lamé tennis shoes, so she could jump up and demonstrate some of her moves, which she does herself in the movie. And then I saw her walking in New York going to another show, and she had on another pair of matching tennis shoes. I said, I love this woman, because she can get out of her way.
Do you wear tennis shoes?
No, because they're... Now, I may now that she does.
No, those are cute, though. Oh, those are real cute. Those little wedges. Uh-huh.
I imagined you wearing, matching tennis shoes.
No.
Or blue.
Blue.
Blue's blue. I'm thinking blue's your favorite color.
It kind of, sort of, yeah.
Well, we're kindred spirits.
Really?
Yeah. But my favorite team is not blue.
And you don't do your nails in blue.
I don't.
So.
Not often.
Thank goodness.
only on the weekends.
A weird place to work.
I see.
Too much information.
So you all are heading back to Chicago here shortly. And
yes. We're going to go home and be home for a couple of days, then go to Milwaukee for the Les Paul celebration at the Discovery Center, where they have the Les Paul House of Sound.
And cool. We've got several appearances throughout the Midwest.
Then
Indiana,
we go to California.
And Wisconsin.
Then we go to Indiana. Mm-hmm. And... So.
And they'll be back down here for a while in August.
When it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because timing is everything.
Makes
exactly.
us appreciate going
well,
back
it,
home.
It does get hot in Chicago, though, too.
Yes.
It's a different kind of hot.
It is.
Yeah.
It's more like a oven hot.
Mm. Oh, please. Compared to here?
Well, I don't know.
Mm. We leave
this
here.
This is like sauna hot.
It is.
Yeah.
I think maybe the difference is weather does not become the topic of conversation. In Chicago, you stand in line at the grocery store, right? In August. Oh, boy. Can't wait for a little snow. Just think, 3 months, we'll be shoveling snow.
Well, and the difference is in Chicago, you don't wear the weather.
Oh.
Right.
We hear a lot of meteorologists say that. It's air
it's
you
so
can
humid,
wear.
So humid, you're going to wear the air.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, I had another brilliant question I was going to ask you. It was about Les Paul. Any other books out there about Les Paul? Or you guys really have written the book on Les?
There are a couple books that we would recommend. One is Les Paul in His Own Words.
Did he do a biography ever?
Well, he worked...
The closest he came was probably Les Paul in
his own
words.
In his own words, yeah. And he didn't sit down and write that. He just allowed the author to pick his brains.
Yeah, Michael Cochran.
Michael Cochran did a beautiful coffee table book. I mean, it sold for a couple $100s.
Sure.
It was that kind of book.
There's another book called Les Paul, an American Original, that was written by, her last name is Shaughnessy. That's an interesting
Mary
book.
Mary Shaughnessy.
Mary Shaughnessy, thank you. Interesting book because Les was cooperating with the author up until about halfway into the book, and then there was a kind of a parting of the ways, so she finished the book on her own. But it's still worth reading with a lot of good information.
I think we decided she wanted the sordid side of his life.
Right.
You know, she wanted the dark tales, and he didn't want to go there, and so he kind of distanced himself. And as we've said before, our book does not address the dark side.
Everybody has a bad day.
Sure.
We didn't choose to go there.
And we chose to tell the stories that he tells in his own words.
There are also two other books. It's a companion set by Rob Lawrence.
Yeah.
And they are more guitar-centric books in that they'll talk more about the kind of guitars he played and the development and things like that, but also some interesting insights into
Les's
life.
But that's like a photo album of pretty pictures of his guitars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you all have any plans to do something with the audio recordings that you have of Les, or does that belong to WGN, or how's that work?
It is WGN's property, but that's one of the conversations we're going to be having with them because we've had a surprising amount of people say, we want the audio book. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, if you buy the book, you will see that there is in the book, it tells you how you can listen to some of the audio. It gives you a website to go to, and you can listen to some of the interviews we did with Les.
But the museum would like to have the stories in his own words, so that as you're walking through the museum, he would be talking to you about what you're seeing, and it would be the interviews that we did with him at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning when he was happiest
awake.
And wide awake. Yes.
Steve, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The snoring you'd hear would be me doing the show.
No, I think that's it's a really neat thing, and to get some publicity out there for such a guy like Les Paul.
And we have over 60 hours of interviews with him. So to be able to cull those interviews and decide what stories to put in our book was difficult, because it would be nice to just make everything available to people.
Sure.
So if they wanted to just hear him talk about how he loved the Midwest, and he would go on and on about that too. It's things that we didn't include in the book would be available.
There was a wonderful Cinemax show that came out in the 80s that really capsulized what Les did. It was titled Les Paul, He Changed the Music. And it's Les playing with Eddie Van Halen Rita Coolidge and Slash and a whole bunch of people. Really,
Tony Bennett, Paul
if you
McCartney.
Can find it, it's worth
seeing. Well, the other one is Chasing Sound, the documentary Chasing Sound done by the Smithsonian, which PBS has broadcast and used many times for fundraising.
He was in a brief clip of a movie about Tom Dowd.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And he talks about the octopus, which was his multi-track.
His first 8-track.
Yeah. So very interesting. Well, we're going to wrap up this segment, and it's Friday, so we might as well do so with a little Cool in the Gang, a little celebration. We head off to the weekend. All right. Have a good weekend, Brandon.
You too.
We got more of The Mix coming up here on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station in HD.